Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On Friday, July 15th, a trial of the world's first ecstasy shop will open to the public in the city of Utrecht in the Netherlands. Just outside Amsterdam, the MDMA demo store called De XTC Winkel, or the Ecstasy Shop in English, will remain open until mid-September. Ecstasy is illegal in the Netherlands. No drugs will be sold on the premises. Instead, it functions as a kind of information, proof of the new poppy drug museum, presenting an interactive experience of how an ecstasy shop might work in a future world where ecstasy is legal. Poppy describes itself as the world's first interactive drug museum, aiming to open up the drug conversation, build bridges, and break taboos. The site's concept states, suppose the government regulates the sale of ecstasy. What does it look like? Can anyone buy it anywhere? Or do you prefer an age limit and strict supervision? You decide. Come to the ecstasy shop and try it. The ecstasy shop will provide information on the potential service and aim to demonstrate its ability to help the government reduce harm. It also hopes to engage stakeholders and open a discussion on regulatory potential online with store support company Mainline, a harm reduction service in the Netherlands. Steve Rawls, senior policy analyst for the Transform Drug Policy Foundation, took to Twitter before visiting the store to provide more information on the concept. The setup presents three different models of how retail MDMA might work. 1. A retail model of a low-threshold nightclub. 2. A more strictly regulated pharmacy-type sales model. 3. A smart shop model, somewhere between 1 and 2, Rawls wrote. Alongside this, the store will do a sales demonstration of the drug using different models and disperse dummy pills to visitors with information on regulatory policies. In the Netherlands, the possession and sale of hard drugs, including ecstasy, is prohibited by law. There are more relaxed laws on soft drugs like cannabis and hashish. The Netherlands, partly because of the illegal market issues, and partly because, well, it's the Netherlands, which historically has been very pragmatic about drug policy, is perhaps the country where the debate politician and public on MDMA regulation has made the most progress, Rawls added on Twitter. This is Trip Records podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested in Trip Records sets is still active, you will always find the link in the description. See you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.